Council unanimously approved a motion at their last meeting to review and update the City of Kingston's ice allocation policy and guidelines to support equitable access, especially concerning change rooms. The motion was brought forward by Councillor Wendy Steven and seconded by Councillor Don Amos, after issues were brought forward concerning access to girls' change rooms.
So it started off with a very specific complaint that had happened a few times, and what it had to do with was specifically with girls' change rooms. So it was around co-ed organizations where there was some sort of breakdown in communication where the need of the change rooms wasn't being expressed clearly and therefore wasn't being provided properly at city facilities. So staff investigated when we brought this to them, and interestingly, they actually found, you know, yeah, there's some operational stuff here, but there's also a gap in our ice allocation policy. So while the ice allocation policy itself talks about equity of access, there's nothing in there about change rooms. And I think given the current political climate, I think it's important that we make sure that this is a piece of our policy so that this carries forward beyond whoever's in charge and whoever staff are, and that way it gives them clear direction what to follow.
Two amendments were made after community member River Stone came forward with suggested changes for Steven and Amos to make the motion more inclusive and forward-looking. Stone also appeared as a delegation to speak to the importance of using identity-based language rather than sex-based language prior to the vote. Amendments included changing language to ensure equitable access for all participants and directing staff to use identity-based language when formulating new policy.
It's changing the word female to all participants. That was the overall intention. The second piece of the amendment is touching on what River mentioned in the delegation, and it's talking about using identity-based language. So again, just giving staff that direction to start working towards that and looking at the policy through that different lens.
Councillors supported the amendments unanimously, also noting the alignment with efforts within ice sports to support inclusivity.
As a father of a couple girls who play hockey, I think this is a great amendment to this. Additionally, as a coach, there's a lot of courses that coaches take on exactly this, and it's something where just to be a coach, you now have to be quite aware of this and you have to manage these situations. So the fact that this is kind of aligning right with the coaching courses and how you can have, you know, more inclusivity and equity and all these things along with sports, so that we don't inadvertently have people disappear from a sport because they didn't feel part of it. This is, I think, the right move to have a policy to really look at that and to correct any language errors that may exist there so that everybody can feel welcome.
Councillors were unanimously supportive of the final motion, coming not only with their perspectives as councillors, but also as coaches and members of Kingston's hockey community.
I have coached for a number of years, close to 15, and this has been a long struggle and battle to see equity brought forward in any sort of light in regards to hockey allocation or ice allocation. So I'm super proud that this is moving forward. I know our policy has been a little bit dated, and it's always good to review our policies and move them in a good direction. And for an old retired hockey coach, this is nice to see.
Staff will return to council with updated policy language and implementation recommendations by the end of summer 2026. For full implementation for the 2026-27 ice season. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.